Monsters from the Basement.
This is Robert Slundorn with Cult Fiction Underground, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee today in East Nashville at Logue's Black Raven Emporium, owned by Robert Logue. Here with Robert and
Robert Slundorn.
Now, Robert, they've got the store upstairs, and downstairs here we've got kind of like a grindhouse theater that they're setting up, right?
Cult Fiction Underground.
Are you originally from Nashville?
No, I'm from New Jersey. I grew up in the Garden State, the home of the drive-in.
Have you always been a big fan of movies?
Yeah, ever since I was a little kid, I remember my dad would always take us out to the drive-in and we'd, you know, see triple features and horror movies and, you know, everything from Planet of the Apes to Race with the Devil, and been a big fan of it ever since.
What are some of the movies that you saw as a kid growing up that made a big impression on you?
Race with the Devil was one of them, but the first one that really scared the heck out of me had to be the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then as far as on TV, growing up in New Jersey, on Saturday nights, there was probably only 7 channels back then, and we had Channel 5, and on Saturday would show Creature Feature, which would usually be the old Universal horror movies. And then on Channel 11, at the same time, there was Chiller Theater, which did basically the Roger Corman stuff and the AIP International, all those type of films. So you had, as a little kid, you had a choice of watching, you know, you had a nice choice of horror movies to watch back then.
Now, were they shows that had a horror host, or they just show the movies, or?
No horror host on those. There is a big horror host in New Jersey, Zachary, who's a great guy, and he still attends the Chiller Theater conventions every year. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of like the granddaddy of horror hosts.
Yeah, he is. He is, and he's a really great guy.
I know at Horror Hound last year, they did a tribute to him.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, I think they had like 100 different horror hosts there, right? Yeah.
Now, growing up in New Jersey, that's a far cry from Tennessee. How'd you wind up here?
Well, basically, you know, I had a good nucleus of friends out here, Robert Logue, Richard Cook, Sam Williams, and they kept telling me to come out, so I finally ended up coming out. We used to travel on the road doing different conventions together, and this was just a nice home base and easier to travel to all the different locations from.
Now, I know you've got a pretty extensive library of movies yourself, right?
Yeah, I probably have about 1,000 out-of-print titles that you can't get anywhere. They're really rare and hard to find. I track down from overseas sources and Laserdisc and anything I can get my hands on.
Now, how did you first come up with the idea for the Cult Fiction Underground Theater here?
Well, Robert was in the process. He wanted to open up a store and carry artwork from local artists, and his wife wanted to do the vintage clothing. And then he asked if I wanted to come aboard, and I said yes. So we combined all three ideas together, and now we have the coolest place in Nashville.
I know y'all not officially open yet, but when you get open, how things gonna operate?
Well, we would want to start off on Friday, Saturday nights doing double features. And right off the bat, we have a couple of really cool companies that are on board with us, Synapse and VCI Pictures. And we're hoping to get a few more companies on board. And we'll be showing basically grindhouse biker flicks, horror movies, exploitation, sexploitation, blaxploitation, anything that, you know, all the rare, hard-to-find stuff that you're not going to see anywhere else. And our second feature we won't announce. You know, you'll know what the first feature is, but the second feature is always going to be a surprise.
Now, will that be related some way to the first one? Or?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Who are some of your favorite actors?
Well, my favorite actor of all time is definitely Charles Bronson. And actress-wise, Claudia Jennings. I just love Claudia Jennings. She passed away way too soon.
Now, down here in the theater area, you've got a bar that y'all built and couches, and looks like it's going to be a pretty comfortable little atmosphere.
Yeah, we'll probably we'll open the bar up a couple hours before showtime. Everybody can hang out, have a couple of beers, then we'll start the movies. And after the movies, everybody can sit around and, you know, talk about what they just seen. And maybe we'll sell some movies to them, too, you know, and some beer.
Is this something you've always thought about doing?
Yeah, this is a dream come true. I always wanted to do something like this. If I had the money, I'd love to open a drive-in that just showed Hammer films and old Roger Corman movies.
You know? The good stuff.
Yeah, the real good stuff.
Do you know what time the movies will be starting or how much admission will be or anything? Have you got that far yet?
Well, I think we're going to charge $7 for a double feature, and the movies will start somewhere probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. And we'll probably keep the bar open until probably around like 1 o'clock, right, Bob? Somewhere around there, yeah. We got to feel it all out yet, you know. So
the store is located in East Nashville at the corner of Gallatin Road and Trinity Lane. In the old veterinarian building here. You were telling me a couple weeks ago that y'all had a lot of work to do down here, converting it from a dog pound to a theater.
Yeah, we had to rip out all the dog kennels and get the smell out of here, which was god-awful. And you know, we're in the process now. We have to put a couple of bathrooms in down here, but it's coming along nicely, and we should be up and running within a month. Yeah, and the upstairs is open right now. So if you want to come down and buy vintage clothing, weird books, weird movies, weird art, we have it all.
I think you'll have it going around a month.
Yeah, about a month, yep.
Well, I appreciate you talking with me, and I wish you the best of luck with the theater.
Thanks a lot, James. Cult Fiction Underground loves Monsters from the Basement.
This is Robert Logue, Logue's Black Raven Emporium, and you have just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Now I'm here now with Robert Logue, who owns Logue's Black Raven Emporium here in East Nashville. How are you doing today?
Never better.
You're originally from Nashville, right?
I'm originally from Nashville. I'm originally from East Nashville, so this is home for me.
How long have you been wanting to open a store like this?
Oh, man. You know, I've had 100 different things I wanted to do over the years. And about 10 years ago, I really wanted to open a pub. And I thought I would, at the time, I had planned to call it Logue's Black Raven Pub. And I had a spot right down in Five Points, which later became Red Door East. But I chickened out at the last minute on signing on the dotted line for it because I really didn't have the money. Then I sort of got sidetracked for a decade, getting married and having kids and all that. But what really made this thing happen was I got laid off from a job on Music Row. I'd been out for 13 years, which was the greatest thing that ever happened to me because I was really bored there. And but I had a really good, I'd built up a severance and I had time to think about what I wanted to do next. And I knew my wife had this big vintage clothing collection, and you know, she's always, her passion is for fashion. And so I knew she'd always wanted to have a vintage store. And I'd been selling art on the road for several years. And because I do photography and a little everything. So we just started concocting a place to put all that together. And then this coincided with, I was doing a lot of shows with Mr. Slendorn. And man, it just all fell together nicely. I could never have planned something like this. It just sort of happened.
Now, what all do you have to offer in your store?
Well, it depends on what day you come in, but in general, we have a lot of really nice, not just vintage clothing. We've got jewelry of different sorts. My wife's been collecting clothing for years. You know, she's got a degree in fashion merchandising and design, and so it's a lot of really, she's got a really nice stuff up there, designer stuff. And so we've got the clothing, we've got some men's clothing, then we've got some, you know, horror t-shirts, horror merch like that. That's the Southern way of saying horror. I can't say that, but anyway, we've got used books. I just love old books. I love 70s pocket paperbacks and older books. I like the way they smell, and I like the artwork on them. And so there's a lot of that stuff up there. We've got a lot of great art from different artists that are friends of mine. I've got some of my art here. And then we got DVDs. You know, even though we're not showing movies yet, you can still come down and buy some rare cult movies upstairs in the Emporium.
Now, when I was talking to Bob, he said the theater isn't open yet, but your store is currently open.
Store's been open for a little over 3 weeks, and it's been great. You know, we didn't have a grand opening. We really haven't publicized it much, and business has been great. The Nashville scene, luckily we've got some friends at the Nashville scene that can't wait to start coming to movies, and so they've already run a couple of stories on us that we didn't ask for, but which we were thrilled to get. So, yeah, it's and a lot of people in the neighborhood just curious to see what's going on here because we've painted the building up and all. So it's been great, and we are open, and we're open Tuesday through Sunday, so come on down.
And like I said before, that's located at the corner of Gallatin Road and Trinity Lane in the old, what was it, Cottle Veterinarian Clinic.
Cottle's Veterinary Clinic in the glamorous side of East Nashville here.
Before I got here, I drove around a little bit. They're really fixing the area up because I grew up in this area too, so they're really doing a lot of good stuff with it.
Yeah, well, I think we're on the front line of that. So anybody thinking about opening a business, you might consider this area. You'd be in good company down here with us.
I know another friend of mine, Ben Dixon, he's opened a tattoo parlor right next door too, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. He's an old friend of mine too. And, you know, I'd been bugging his wife, Stacy, for a while saying, you know, I can't believe you guys haven't opened a tattoo store in East Nashville, the east side. I mean, that's where everything's happening. How can you not be, you know, I mean, they're lone wolf. They're like the big tattoo dogs in town. How can you not be over here? And, it all worked out. We had a tenant next door moved out, and I think about 48 hours after that, Ben took the building, and we were excited to have him over there. It's, you know, it's a great complimentary business to what we're doing, and it's just exciting for us to have some friends over there too. So now we get to see him more often.
Cool. Well, I wish you best of luck with the store. I hope it does good for you.
Thank you. I hope it does too.
You still going to be going to conventions now that you've opened the store?
Man, you know, I'm not going to be able to get out to conventions like I once did. I might do a couple if I can find if I can get my wife to work the store or something. I don't know. I'll see what I can do. But I'm going to mostly be here, and all I can tell you is there's going to be a lot of fun times coming up in this building when we get the movies going in another 3 or 4 weeks. This is going to be the place to be, and everybody should come down and hang out. This is where the cool kids are going to be.
Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you much, James. We appreciate it.